The Adventures of Frank Race, starring Tom Collins. The war changed many things, the face of the earth and the people on it. Before the war, Frank Race worked as an attorney, but he traded his law book for the cloak and dagger of the OSS. And when it was over, his former life was over too. Adventure had become his business. The Adventures of Frank Race. Adventure of the Vanishing Favorite.
Nothing can buy as much excitement as a $2 bill. Anybody addicted to the sport of kings can tell you that. It was a soft, balmy afternoon, and I was lined up at the other balmy $2 bettors at one of the nuclear windows of my favorite race course on Long Island. I went on wagering a booth in my 40-to-1 chart selection that it could beat 9 other 2-year-olds to the wire in the opening gallop of 5 furlongs.
Frank! Hey, Frank!
Oh, brother, what a mess.
I thought you weren't going to bet on the first, Mark.
And I still ain't. Anybody which would bet on 2-year-olds must be off of his stick. I went down to find you.
Went away by the finish line where I left you. Think I wouldn't come back?
Well, maybe I should have said I was sent down to find you. There's a guy in the clubhouse who wants to see you. He wants we should sit in his box with him.
Beating this crowd? Yeah. Mark, you're a man of miracles. Who is the benevolent gentleman?
His name is... Wait a minute. Right here on the pass that you give me for the box. Robert J. Sherwood.
What? He's the racing secretary.
Ah, nah, he ain't no secretary. He's a big shot. Go to see the archer clear a path for him. And speaking of paths, he wants you to beat one for him promptly.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the offer of a seat, Mr. Sherwood. We've met before, haven't we?
Yes, Rafe, we have. Some securities were once stolen from me. You recovered them for me through my insurance company.
Oh, that's right, I'd forgotten.
Now, I don't mean this to sound ungracious, but when I saw your companion, Mr. Donovan, in the crowd, I asked him to bring you up here. My reasons are not entirely social.
Booze some more securities?
No, but I do have a certain responsibility that might lead to problems. This time, I want to take precautions in advance.
A personal matter?
Yes, in a way. It also involves this track. It might involve the future of horse racing in this country.
Sounds big. But it also sounds rather vague.
I'll try to be more specific, Race. Do you particularly care about seeing the second? Or...
No, I'm just too much of a loss on Lady Borgia in the first. You know, roundabout way.
Good, good. Come back to the stables with me. I'll show you the root of my trouble.
He went up to the neat white stables behind the track. The root of Sherwood's trouble, as he called it, turned out to be a jet black colt with a hind that didn't like that. He needed only one look to tell me that this is no ordinary colt burner. He stood a good 17 hands high. And when he shifted his weight, muscle jitters. And the look in his eyes told champion.
Holy smokes, what is this, I think?
No. His name is Flame of Athens.
The wonder horse in Greece? But I thought he was shipped to Santa Rosina.
No, Race, that story was false. It was given out to the sports commentator for a reason.
The reason being you don't want anybody to know that the horse is here. Why?
Because several attempts have been made to kill him.
There's somebody pretty low on the rung of humanity to want to harm an animal like this. Really a piece of horse racing.
Race, I'm stumped. I don't know who wants to get rid of the animal. It could be too many people with too many motives.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to be responsible for the safety of the horse until he's flown out to Santa Rosita track next week for the match meeting with Galway King.
A little out of my line, sir.
This looks more like a job for a large babysitter.
Well, you'll find it isn't so simple if you take the assignment. I need your help, Race. I can see that you love a thoroughbred. So do I. I also love the sport. But if it's going to exist, it must be kept clean.
What do you figure might be trying to muddy it up?
There's been a lot of betting on the match between Flame of Athens and Galway King. Originally, Galway King was a heavy favorite because he's beaten almost everything over here. People figured a foreign horse doesn't have a chance against him.
But the betting slip?
Yes. There's a lot of money showed for this horse all over the country. Now he's the heavy favorite. It's only 1-3, odds on. A lot of bookmakers gave bigger odds in the beginning, though. They stand to be wiped out if he wins.
Then you figure that the bookmakers are heavy, isn't he?
For the sake of the sport, that's what I'd like to figure.
But there are other possibilities?
Yes. It's the owners of the horses. They have a side bet. Even money. Horse for horse.
How big is the bet?
$500,000.
Holy cow. You mean there really is that much cabbage in the world?
Both owners are wealthy men. Galway King is fourth on the list of all-time money winners. And Flame of Athens beat everything in Europe before he was shipped over here.
Both owners and all the bookmakers in the country.
What about you, Captain?
You take the job then, Rafe?
Yeah. I'll take it.
Good. And as a bonus, I'll give you one more suspect. The jockey who was slated to ride Flame of Athens, Georgie Clements. He's been removed from the mount.
That makes Bingo, Ray. The only ones we don't have to watch is each other. That's a prank. Hey, Ray. Ray! Ray! You awake?
The answer is yes.
You twisted my arm. I can't sleep on this cot. I feel like I'm back in the army. Keep dreaming of that sack and always putting me on KP. I'd peel 4 barrels of potatoes since the first time I closed my eyes.
No, I'll go back there, please.
I can't. If I do any more work in my sleep, I'll be too tired to wake up.
Hot one. Yes.
The nocturnal prowler should find the doorway. There was no moon outside, but whatever dim light there was, the blurred shadow on the door. My cot was next to the outside wall. I gathered my knees under me and made a lunge.
Ah, get him right.
Yeah. Turn on the flashlight, Mark.
Yes.
Uh-oh. No old light. No wonder one punch is enough. Girl. Huh? And the honey?
Hope you haven't put her out of commission for good. Just like this make the world nicer to look at.
Yeah, get some water in the car, will you?
Yeah.
Come on, wake up. Wake up.
It's a funny thing. I get to wake you up, but you get to wake her up. Am I always going to be water boy in this thing? I wasn't talking to your wife.
Come on, you beautiful thing. Wake up. Yeah, touch it.
What happened to me?
I could just make it rather crudely. Hangover from ancestors who lived in caves.
Oh. You hit me with a club?
I'm sorry. Truly sorry.
You needn't be. I think my father would approve of you. He might even give you a reward.
No, I take it that he regrets not using a hairbrush when he was younger. But before we get into that, who is that?
Oh, you mean, who am I?
No, trying to be more subtle.
Oh, in the way my jaw feels, it's too late for subtlety. Don't tell me you don't recognize me.
I'm beginning to. Magazine covers, no?
Magazine covers, yes.
Poor little rich girl turned model. You're leader of Galloway, aren't you?
That's right. And by whom have I had the pleasure of being knocked unconscious?
Your name is Frank Rafe.
Nice name. But you say it as though you don't like it.
I was thinking of something. You're Richard Galloway's daughter. Your father owns Galloway King.
Yeah, that's right, again. You should go on information, please.
What were you doing around here?
I like horses. Runs in the family.
Yes, honey child, but there's only one horse in this stable area. That was Athens.
Yes, I know. I wanted to see him.
The middle of the night. The matchmaker coming up. And a $500,000 bet on the sign.
Wouldn't that make me interested in the horse?
Oh, yes, definitely. I see you even went to the trouble of bringing him an apple.
It's a good way to make friends. With horses or school teachers.
Well, I know why you were kicked out of so many colleges. You looked kind of nice. Why don't you eat the apple yourself?
Why should I? Oh, I see, Mr. Ray. You must read detective stories. Well, just to show you how wrong you are.
She ate the apple, grinning at me at each bite. Even in the cold glare of the flashlight marketplace on the feed box, your feet are little kind of people. The boys that grow up with a yen to marry the boss's daughter, and always hoped the daughter would look like that.
Convinced, Ray?
Completely.
In the Garden of Eden, wasn't it Adam who ate the apple?
Yes, he also lived to regret it.
But this one wasn't poisoned. You just thought it was. Maybe I'm not as poisonous as you think.
Oh, do some research on it. Someday when I happen to spare time.
You know you're the first man who ever hit me. I'm not. Women are strange creatures. Aren't they, Ray?
She leaned toward me. As she came close to her, face blurred out. Except for that wonderful, smooth mouth. I reached for her, and she didn't look at the next 10 seconds, I felt like a man going over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
That was nice.
I may have been the first man who ever hit you, but I think you haven't been neglected in other ways.
Make sure you don't neglect me from now on. How about walking me back to my car?
All right. Mark should be back in a second. I wonder where he went for that water.
Stop wondering about other people and concentrate on me.
I walked Lita to her car, stopping every once in a while to get a Niagara Falls thing. We strolled down the path lined with trees. And I walked into it, still looking visible. It was then the weight of responsibility pressed on my mind again. I planned a straight line shortcut through the brush to get back to the stable again.
Hurrying something?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm the inquiring photographer. You just asked a question for today. Why don't you try answering it first?
I can't see very well. It's not a camera you're holding.
No, it's a Smith & Wesson. It goes bang. It makes holes in things. You sit down on that stump over there and keep me company for a while.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to refuse that invitation.
It's not an invitation. It's an order.
And you'll use the gun to enforce it?
Do I look like the type would make casual conversation?
No. It'd make it rather silly for me to pass it, wouldn't it?
Very silly.
Which leaves two other alternatives. To sit down and visit or take that gun!
I'm letting you off easy this time.
I don't know how long I lay there after he hit me with the gun, but the shot had been fired alongside of my face. The flash had blinded me temporarily. When I came to, my eyes were still smarting. I seemed to be seeing red. Everything was tinted with color, even in the night. Then I smelled smoke and I jumped up. The glow came from the stables. They were on fire.
We'll return to the adventures of Frank Race in just about 1 minute. To the adventures of Frank Race.
By the time I reached the stables, the place resembled Danny's Inferno. Wilbur had named the horse Flame of Athens, must have had a premonition of things to come. Nothing in that row of stalls could have been saved. Wipes and grooms and other track personnel had formed a bucket brigade to keep the fire from spreading to another line of stalls. There's nothing to do but join them. Mark, what happened here?
Tell you later.
Oh, that poor animal. I bungled this one, Mark.
Got a brilliant guy like me helping you on your worries.
You mean the horse is over there?
Here comes the red wagon. Get out of here, Commander.
Well, if you got that horse out, you shouldn't have left him.
If I left him, nobody would be looking for him.
He's in the stalls with the workhorse.
Oh, nice work, Mark. That's good cover.
And not only that, but I had spotted a place where they rent trailers. I thought you and me and a horse might go camping for the weekend.
A very excellent suggestion.
Well, many strange characters around my cab race, but this is the first time I have ever played so far to a horse.
Well, I better find some side roads soon and get off the highway. Here's this headline in the paper I picked up at our last coffee stop.
Match me favorite vanishes in stable fire.
This police may have been a limb. I know the horse didn't perish in the fire.
If he did, it's an awful live ghost back there in the trailer. They must keep the sides out of it.
We'll send a couple of wires as soon as possible.
Oh, shall we?
Yeah. Let him know the horse is safe. We can take him to some isolated training farm. Then he can come down and get him a trip to the match.
Oh, here's a side road which looks promising. And there's a town up ahead. We'll camp in here. Then you can walk to town and get the match.
No, there's a spot in that grove of trees. Not far from the main road, but it's hidden.
Yeah, and look. A little pond.
Good. Drinking water for our equine passengers. Sort of resembles the old swimming hole. Now, let's take a dip and freshen up, huh?
Okay. Last one in is a mutton head.
It seemed like a good idea, but it wasn't. When you're a kid with nothing in mind, the old swimming hole can be fun. But when you're growing up and the responsibility for a couple of horses riding with him, the fun gets washed out along with everything else. I left Mark still laughing exuberantly and dressed. Went back to the chairman.
I'll put down the lamp, boy. Then you can come out and move around a little.
I don't mind if the horse moves, but don't you move.
There's a man from the night before. I hadn't seen his face until now. That voice was unmistakable. Another thing that was unmistakable was the gun in his hand. He carried it as though it was standard equipment.
Hugo!
Yes, man. Take care of the other face down at the pond.
That's a little early in the day for violence, isn't it?
It's also too late to turn philosopher. Don't worry about Hugo. He's gentle.
As the girl's father might say, what are your intentions?
I'm just going to tie you two jokers back to back and relieve you of this horse.
I don't think so.
Would you like to make a bet?
With you acting as bookmaker?
That's my business.
The companion called you Sam. That could mean big Sam Evans.
Not only could, it does.
And a lot of people have bet a lot of money with you that Flame of Athens could beat Gulliver King.
He won't.
Maybe not. But I'm going to see that he gets a chance to try.
You tried this last night, remember?
Yes, but I forgot. Forgot to do this. I slipped down to the pond. Hugo also had a gun and it was trained on Mark as he slipped into his clothes. Picked up a stone and a heavy piece of deadwood. I tossed the stone into the pond. And as Hugo turned, I let him have the business end of the club, right behind the ear.
Nice work, Ray.
Come on, Mark, let's get out of here. If there's going to be a match meet at Santa Rosita Park, it seemed like a good idea to get Flame of Athens out there. I sent my wire to Sherwood, and he arranged for a plane to pick us up at a small airport off the beaten track. We loaded Flame of Athens on board and headed to California. We took him off the plane at another small airport, and under cover of darkness, slipped him into a stall near the train side.
You think we're giving him the shake, huh?
Well, there's one thing we're sure of. The plane doesn't tell him.
Yeah, that makes sense. It also means we should not be running into no trouble for a while. So, maybe I could take a little time off.
Do what?
Well, there is a girl who slings hash at the drive-in across the road from the Santa Rosita track. Mm. Her name is Ramona Gluck. Oh, what a doll, what a doll. I met her out here once before.
You know, a name like that, she must be unforgettable. All right, run along.
Won't be gone long, right? Don't be lost.
Yeah, I'll try not to mind.
And I'll try to help you.
Well, you again. What do you do, horse stables and coast to coast as soon as the sun goes down?
Aren't you going to slug me again?
You'll carry any piece off it, doesn't
he? Oh, you mean the apple? The horse missed out on the treat last time because you were so suspicious. I can give him this one, can't I?
No, afraid not, honey child. Just a thought.
Ray, can you think of any reason why I might want to harm Flame of Athens?
Save your daddy $500,000.
Oh, well, that wouldn't be necessary, Ray. You could simply say the Galway King is not in condition and cancel the match.
You mean there's no forfeit?
That's right. No match, no bet.
Then that eliminates your father's estate. But not you.
What do you mean, Ray?
Big Sam Evans, the bookmaker. You know him, don't you?
I've met him once or twice.
He was also out of track, isn't it? That Matthew Stables was wearing.
That's not true, Ray.
Oh, yes, it is, Doctor. Because there was only one car at the gate to that area. Your convertible. And he was there after you left.
How did he get away then?
Simple. You drove up the road a bit, waited for him. Because Mark Donovan saw your car outside the fence when he was finding a safe place to sleep.
I used to think I was in love with this man.
What changed your mind?
You did, Ray.
I didn't believe her. But you can forget about your beliefs when you hold a woman like that in love. She was all the things that bad men promise a woman to be when they really put you on love. I don't know how long we stood there. It must have been a long time because...
Hey, look it. A romantic couple.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Mark. You know Miss Golden?
Yeah, but we wasn't introduced the last time because she was unconscious.
And this lovely creature with you, I take it, is Ramona Love.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to him. Why don't you ever say things like that?
Ramona told me a couple of things I figure you ought to know, Ray. About that Georgie Clements, the jockey that gave the book.
The boy who was slated to ride the claim. What about him, Ramona?
Oh, it ain't nothing much. But he used to eat at my place a lot, see, and I heard him talking about the match a couple times.
Well, that's been a popular subject for every horse in the gambling.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah, but this kid was all set to lose.
You mean he was going to pull a horse?
Well, may nothing else but.
Well, that's why the odds on the horse were so high at first, Mr. Ray. Mm. The bookies all thought that Galway King was a sure thing, see? Mm. So Georgie bet against his own horse. But then when they took him off the horse, that's when the odds dropped and they made Flame of Athens a favorite.
Yeah, you see, right? That puts it right in the lap of the book. The trouble started right after.
No, Mark. That eliminates the bookmaker. You have nothing to do with it.
What do you mean?
Mark, if the race doesn't take place, all bets have to be refunded.
Oh, well, that's what they want, ain't it? Then they wouldn't have to pay off.
No, they would have stopped the bets altogether. They're taking the odds, but they're gambling on a match. They're gambling to win. If they tried to do anything to the horse, they'd try to just before the match. Not to kill him, but just to make him lose.
Hey, that's right. Yeah.
Tell me something, Lita. And don't stall that game. Why was Big Sam out of the track that night?
He said he wanted to get the horse away where he could watch it. He could safe.
But you didn't believe him?
No, Rick.
You should have, baby. He was telling the truth.
What? You mean that gorilla Hugo was also playing guardian angel to the horse?
Yeah, as innocent as a babe, Mark. I know the answer now. We can wind this up tonight. Ramona will help us.
Oh, gee, I'd do anything to help you, Mr. Ray.
Good. Mark will take you back to work.
Yeah, but I'm off duty until tomorrow.
You get back on duty. And just drop the word the Flame of Athens is stable here. Let it circulate. Not only that, but give out that the horse is alone and will be until his trainer gets here tomorrow.
I ain't gonna leave him there.
No, I'll be right there. And I'll be expecting a visitor. Quiet, boss. Quiet.
Hold on. Come on. Come on.
All right. Don't move.
Hey, douse that flashlight. You're blinded.
Who are you?
Just an exercise boy. I thought I heard a noise.
You're Georgie Clements.
All right, so I'm Georgie Clements. Is that a crime?
No, but arson is. You're wanted for burning down some stables back east. And for murder.
Murder?
It was mine. A long shot, but I cleared it. I had to sell him a parcel of fear and hope he'd break it down.
And there was no horses in that stable, Ray. You got Flame out. And even if you didn't, killing a horse isn't murder.
There was a tramp sleeping in one of those stalls, Georgie. He was badly burned. He died this morning.
You can't pin that fire on me.
Yes, I can, Georgie. I saw you.
You saw me?
I was the only witness.
Well, that's only good if you can testify. But you ain't gonna testify, right?
A powerful little man. He's lunged through me back. No muscles and shoulders. I could have handled him, but the horse was fractured. He kicked me at me as I slipped, and his kick caught me in the small of the back. For a minute, I couldn't move.
Now, Rafe, I'm going to finish you off with this rod, and then I'll take care of the horse.
I'm afraid somebody's going to catch up to you, Georgie.
Come on, you go.
Hey, stay where you are, you guys.
You punk, stay low, Rafe.
Easy.
Ah, nice going, Rafe.
Well, I'm not going yourself. Saved my life. Well, this horse is safe now, and that means you stand to lose a fortune.
Or win one, Rafe. I like to gamble.
You must think Gulliver King can take the plan.
I don't know, Rafe. Maybe yes, maybe no. All I know is the King is one of our own horses. He's beaten everything but Citation. I still think he can knock off a horse from across the seas, even Flame of Athens.
You know, Sam, we had a lot of guys like you in the Battle of the Bulge. They weren't favorites either.
Yeah, I know, Rafe. I was one of them. I still like the home team, win, lose, or draw, odds or no odds, as long as the contest is on the level.
Well, I've taken care of this horse as far as I could. Now I've got a piece of business to attend to.
What's that?
Well, I'm going to take a tip from a nice guy. From you. I'm going to bet the Galway King beats his ears off on that track Saturday.
The Adventures of Frank Race, starring Tom Collins with Tony Barrett as Mark Donovan, comes to you from Hollywood. Others heard in tonight's cast were Peggy Newton, Florence Hallett, Ted Von Elst, Frank Lovejoy, and Bert Holland. This series is written and directed by Buckley Angel and Joel Murcott. The music is composed and played by Ivan Dittmar. Be sure to be with us again this same time next week for another dramatic chapter in The Adventures of Frank Race. Art Gilmore speaking. This is a Bruce Ells production.